This is Tetanati and welcome back. This is our fifth episode, so we are halfway through the season. So I decided to just bring my boys into the studio and we're just gonna have like a conversation about everything. What's good, bros?
Hey,
what's up? Talk, man. Hey, what up, though? Are you guys good?
I'm living, bro.
You know, this life is tricky enough, Mfethu, so we have to make the best of every situation that we have, you know what I mean? Hence this podcast, yo. Like, before we get into anything, I just want to explain why we have this podcast now. So, like, honestly, I felt like we as the youth, we don't have platforms or communities that are actually there to help us grow who we are. You know what I mean? It's like there's communities and platforms that help scientists polish up
for sure.
Their scientific whatever. There's platforms that are there to help mathematicians to become better mathematicians, you know what I mean?
For sure.
So why we decided as Tetanati, we decided to make this as Sevens Alive. Actually, we decided to make Tetanati because we wanted a platform that is there for people that are not even as a case that are not there, but people who have dreams, who have aspirations, who wanna be some people in life. You got what I mean? So it's like, yes, we're trying to create a community for those guys. You know what I mean? Someone who's going through the most. Like right now, I'm an artist. I wanna be a presenter. Going back to last week's show, if you are a presenter or you're an aspiring presenter or actor or musician, this is a platform that we wanted to create for those people. It's like, because not everyone comes to light. Like your Casper or your AK will not come here and be like, yo, but when I was 20 years old, I was going through the most, I was doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not sure where I was going and whatnot, you know what I mean? Which is something that we all go through as young people. That's the honest truth. Like, we get to a point where we just don't know.
Yeah, it's natural, bro.
It's natural, you know what I mean? But someone who goes through it, one man, can never really be sure if everyone has actually went through that shit, you know what I mean?
For
so
sure.
If you've gone through that, you can be able to tell me with exam, it don't worry,
you know
it happens.
For sure, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If it happens, just like live through the pain and everything else, and then you'll see yourself among the stars, bro. You know what I mean? Or you'll see yourself in whatever place you see yourself as, you feel like I'm supposed to be there, you're gonna get there. That's why we have Tetanati. That's this podcast. It's about that.
For me.
Yeah.
For me.
Who are you, bruh?
Okay. My government name is Wandile.
Yeah. How old are you, bro?
I'm 26 years old this year.
Yeah.
I'm hustling. I'm doing my thing. What's hustling?
What's hustling, bro?
I'm out here for my dreams, taking whatever risk I have to take, knowing what's important.
Okay, wait. What's your hustle? What's your hustle?
Music.
Okay, music is your hustle.
Yes, sir.
And?
Everything I do is to get my music forward.
No, but that's your hustle. That's your passion, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
But under the sun, under Cyril's eye, who are you, bruh?
Okay, I have to use my government name.
No, I mean like under Cyril's eyes, what is your hustle under the government and systems?
Okay.
Eyes, who are you? Because for me personally, I'm a media practitioner because I went to Scala.
Yeah.
I got that degree or diploma, and that's who I am under the system. So
yes,
under Cyril's eyes, when he sees my name, it's written that this chant is this chant.
Yeah.
So who are you? Your music is your hustle. That's your passion. That's who you are. But under the system's eye, who are you, bro?
I'm a human. I'm a South African citizen. I'm a human. I'm from Mpumalanga.
What do you do, bruh? As in like scalar-wise, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, recently wrote my final exams. Hopefully I passed all of them and I'm a lawyer.
Okay, fresh.
Yeah.
So you know the law.
I know the law.
So you know the law. So if I curse in this And this mother fiver, you know, good, okay, this person is doing something wrong right now.
Freedom of speech. I'll tell you, you're doing something right now.
Oh, okay. I like the type of lawyer you are, bro. The type of lawyer you are. Freedom of speech. You live by the Constitution. That's true, I love that.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're living free out here. People died for us to live free, so we're doing that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And I have a person who's been here before. I actually don't like this guy, bro. I don't like this guy, but this is my chant.
Mm-hmm.
So tell the people who you are again, bro, just in case they forgot or just in case they weren't watching the first time, bro.
Hello people, hope like you nice out there. My name is Orge, that's my government name. And then I'm doing a clothing line, which is go by the main source, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's, now you're pushing the main source. So what happened to streetwear activists, bro?
They shunned you, like, became, like, so complicated and whatnot.
Activists.
Yeah, so, like, I found out, like, there were gang, like, people that were, like, were using the name.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, to go for something that has never been there before.
Okay.
Like, now, bring the main source, like, all, like, kind of, like, different vibes of people are getting, like, the shunned, like, from me. That's why I had to call it main source. So, like, each and every style you're gonna have along the way.
That's the main source.
I'm the main source, so you have to get it.
Word.
Yo, ego, bro.
Word.
This gent has an ego. He's like, and you tell how he says this. He's like, so everything you hear, everything you see, just know that it's the main source. I'm the main source.
Yeah,
shut up, man. Okay, so welcome, guys. Thank you for being here, yo. But I just wanna, because this is like halfway through our season, I want us to just have a conversation about practically everything, like,
Jay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like I mean, now one thing that I really want to talk about is something that everyone has been talking about over the past week and shit and stuff. MT, man, I'm not sure if you guys saw that clip of MT falling on stage and stuff. And for me personally, ne, I feel like that right there is, I don't know how to put it, but I just feel like it's a really sad situation to see someone go through such, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't mean in a sense, Oguti, he got drunk or whatever the case was, because all of us do that, bruh.
Yeah.
It's life. But I'm just saying, Oguti, one thing that I took from what was happening to MT, ne, is that MT might be going through the most, you know what I mean? MT might be having like some stresses that we don't understand, which led him to drinking or taking or intaking whatever. And we know he drinks lean, so maybe he was taking a whole lot of lean at that time just because he wanted to, you know, block out whatever he's going through. So I'm just like, I just want us to start with that, bro. Like, the challenges or the hardships that a young person comes against growing up or trying to be a thing in life. You know what I mean? It's like, Vitu, like, the depression, like, depression is actually a thing. And we were talking about this in the car when we were coming in. Depression is a state, is a mental problem, you know what I mean? And Tina, as black people, we were never raised to believe Uguti depression is actually a thing. Uguti ina into yonga amla le.
As to my feelings.
Uphethwe depression, udinga therapist wena. Oh yeah, yini inkinga yakho, icaba what I mean? We just look at you like, I don't know, itshela when you think I'm a therapist and uba amazwe kwa hayi ku therapist la election, you know what I mean? We tell you to ngone, you cover him, but it's actually a thing, you know what I mean? Depression is actually a thing, bro.
Yeah.
So this might just even be like the convo for today. Like, the struggles like that we go through as young people. You know how like social media, you, as much as social media is good, but social media has put so much pressure on young people, bruh.
Too much.
Word, bro. Word.
Like, social media has put so much pressure on us, bruh. It's like, you know for a fact, what if I don't, you have it on Facebook, that nigga's tailoring it.
I don't know my followers,
100, wena. And then you see someone has like 70,000, bruh, and you're just like, God, yo. You got what I mean? That also contributes to, like, you know, like, the mental state that you're in, bruh. It can crush your soul, in a sense. So I just want us to talk about, because everyone has been saying, Guti, MT is drunk, MT is lit, MT is what this and that and that. But, Mina, I personally feel like MT is going through the most right now, bruh. Behind closed doors, MT is going through the ultimate most. As much as he's a big star, he has a family, bro. Yeah.
And then no one knows what happened behind the door.
Behind closed doors, bruh. So it's like, I just want to ask you guys, Wooty, like, let's say MT is depressed, hypothetically speaking, because he hasn't come out and said, Wooty, I'm depressed and whatnot. You know what I mean? But let's say he's going through the most. Do you guys think, Wooty, him taking whatever drugs he takes to cope or manage his situation is good for him, or is it making matters worse as young people? We can start from anyone, bro.
First of all, shout out MT. Honor and respect. This is an opinion, I swear, like, because we don't know, like, the host said, we don't know what he's really going through, so it's an opinion on my side and on the lawyer's aspect of it. We're gonna ride on that freedom of speech thing. Personally, I didn't see it. Didn't see the video.
Okay, wait, before you continue, let me just give you what was happening. So what was happening is that MT was performing, right? There was the Durban July and stuff, so MT was performing, yabo, that weekend. He's performing, so he doesn't sing the raps, bro. You understand? He's looking at the people, like, he has his arms like on his hips and shit. He's not performing, he's not rapping, he has the microphone in his hand, he's not saying nothing, he's just looking at the crowd. But when he does that, you can see that he's lit. Like, you can see that he's bumping back and forth, he's trying to find balance and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then the second he decides to shoot, I mean, not to shoot, to sing the hook, he falls. Do you get what I mean?
I see it.
Like, it's like, there's people, you look like you're on stage, you are here, and the people are here, they're screaming for you and everything, and you're just looking at them, bruh. You're not saying nothing. And then the moment you decide to say something, you fall.
Mysteries of life, bro.
You know what I mean? But what I'm asking is, do you think that he's taking the proper approach to deal with whatever he's going through, or does he need help?
Okay. I'd talk about, if I were to say MT as a brand, right?
Yeah.
I'd look at the fact that I was checking him out on Instagram. I know that he has a newborn son called Logan.
Okay.
So that's the mind space he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not where I am, because I don't have a family, no kids, no wife.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that level of not knowing. But as a human being, I understand that what you're telling me is not like really positive or shining a light on his brand.
Yeah, 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 that's my problem. Okay, but continue, let me not.
And we're not sure what happened. We know he uses ganja, like everybody knows that he doesn't keep that out.
Yeah.
We know that he leans.
Yeah.
We don't know what that does to the human body.
Yeah.
So we don't know why he passed out.
Lean makes you sleepy, bruh. We know. So it's been proven. Everyone says it. It's like, it gets you sleepy as a mother.
That's true. I myself have tried lean.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it anymore.
Good.
Yeah, right now, I don't use lean. It's not from a judgmental perspective. It's from Well, I see. Honestly, I'll tell you that I don't know what's wrong, what happened. Like, when you tell me the narrative, I don't know what's happening, MT, bro. And I don't know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm at a dark space right now. I'm like, I'm confused.
But no, I don't want you to look at it from MT's perspective. You understand? I want you to look at it from, is taking the lean and the ganja helping him move forward from it, or is it actually killing him and the brand?
Okay.
Like me, from my side, I feel like that. Like, if he's facing like huge problems and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that's not the best way to numb the pain or just pass through that. Thinking of MT, the brand, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And like, there's a lot of youngs who are looking up to MT, but.
A lot, bro. Like, a lot. Like, almost the entire South African youth.
But MT came within the era Nabo Nasty C, and then like, they show us the thing, like, this is possible.
It can be done by a young and
so, like, for me, for him, if like Vele, like, he's facing all that, I feel like that's not the proper way, like, to minimize the pain, like drinking lean and whatnot.
Okay, so let's not look at MT as one
even
man.
Even for everyone. But
yeah, that's what I wanted to get to, Wuti. We know, like, there's a lot of celebs that have been caught or who've came out, Wuti. Yo, I go through this and this, so I take. I'm an addict of whatever. Yeah. You know. So what I wanna ask from you guys is, are we as the youth, taking drugs as what do they call it in English? It's for what is medical what is medical marijuana for in the USA?
I know it's associated with cancer.
No, but it's for, there's this word that they use. It's not rehabilitation, it's for, okay, it doesn't matter because I'm gonna take forever. But they say that it's for okay, but they take it for different reasons. Let me just put it like that. They take it for different reasons, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I want to know, Wuti, as a youth, should we be relying on drugs to help us see what it is that we feel we need to see, or help us go through whatever it is that we feel like we're going through? Because as a youngin, I look up to your AKAs, I look up to your Dalezes, I look up to your Caspers, I look up to your Nasty C's, I look up to your MTs. You know what I mean?
Yes,
but as human beings, they also go through the same thing that I'm going through. And then that's how they feel like they can find sanity within the whole thing, which is through drugs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking. Is it a good thing that we as a youth look to drugs to find our soul, like our solitude or our serenity or a way to deal with the pains that we're going through as a people?
Okay, let me go first.
Please do, my dog.
Okay, drugs is a wide perspective.
Yeah.
Because, for example, we mentioned MT. We know MT doesn't use hard drugs. He uses marijuana.
Yeah. No, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
That's true. Okay, that's
because
true.
The only drugs that he's admitted to taking, I'm not saying it takes more than that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that for a fact, we don't.
Yeah.
As an opinion, he does.
Yeah. What he markets.
Mary J. Exactly. What he markets. Exactly. What he chooses to put out there is that he does some Mary J. and some lean. But we're not sure. Not saying that he does. I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm just saying that we're just not sure.
Okay.
We have, but continue.
Okay, I'll stick to the tree. Because that's most popular, especially in the music industry. Everybody's super proud to express that they use the tree.
True.
Without extending to any more drugs. That's most of the time. That's an opinion from me.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, being a musician myself.
Yeah.
What's the point? I think
so. Emo, so you jump up the tree, bruh.
Pardon?
Do you jump up the tree?
I wouldn't say I jump up the tree because the tree is illegal and I am a lawyer.
True.
So on that perspective, but I am an artist, so what happens in studio stays in studio.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll say about it.
Okay.
But my opinion on using the tree,
yeah,
is that I've seen people go from broke to rich,
yeah,
while on the tree, while people who are not on the tree have stayed broke.
Okay, but Emoit, because you say that, do you think the tree is responsible for that, or is it just them?
I think the tree doesn't disarm their abilities to do what they are. It doesn't help, but it doesn't destroy.
Okay.
So that's my opinion. So MT was functioning for how many years? I've looked up to MT. You know, I still look up to MT, especially when recording. I've learned some things on YouTube.
Yeah.
That he was teaching personally.
Yeah.
So from so many years, he's been using the tree from when we didn't know him at all, when he was sitting wherever.
Yeah.
Now he made it big. He's rich. Is it safe to say he's rich?
He's rich, bro.
He's been high.
He's rich, bro. Like, as in, like, compared to where he was before to now, he's rich, bro.
And he did that while high, I assume, in an opinion.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about... I wouldn't say if he made a mistake on stage, it was because he used marijuana.
Okay, point taken.
It might have been something else, because he's done it right for so long, and so many other people he's looked up to have done it right.
Yeah.
While on the thing.
But that's why I was saying, Uguti, we can't say that it was the drugs. We cannot say for a fact Uguti MT was on something. You know, even though we saw Uguti he wasn't really himself, but we can't say that whatever happened because he was on a specific drug. But at the same time, there's a mistake that happened, you know what I mean? So, Mina, I want us to talk. Let's not... Emma, listen. I don't want this podcast to be purely about how MT conducted himself there.
Yeah.
I want us to talk about the youth and drugs, mainly.
Because
I wanna,
he's also a youngin.
Because he's a youngin, and this is an issue that we face.
Yeah.
Every hood has an epidemic, bruh. Every hood has a problem with drugs, bro. And this is not just an SA alone, it's the entire world. So I'm just trying to understand, what, as a youth, what is it about us that keeps drawing us to drugs? Is it the famous people who are glamorizing the fact that they smoke weed? Or are we just also going through the most that we end up feeling good? If I would just to get tired right now, I'd be good.
Sometimes I feel like it's all about being cool, but...
Like okay.
Depression, whatnot. Just because you see, like, cousin now is smoking and he's got everything and whatnot, and then he's exposing that he's doing drugs too.
Yeah. And then you look like, as he was saying, Uti, it's like he was doing everything while he was under the influence. And so, which means someone on the side might think, actually, if I smoke this weed, I might be like an MT, but. They don't actually end up looking at the fact that I have the talent, and if I can just dial on my thing, I would be within.
So you get to find, like, most of, like, youngins, they're just smoking drugs and they're just for fun or to numb the pain.
To
like,
be cool.
Like, for fun, Jay, but...
Some just smoke it to be
like,
cool, bro.
Some, they smoke it, like, to be cool and then get hooked and then don't know where to find money to go get those drugs again.
Okay.
And that's why you find up them in the streets.
Crime and shit. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe it's just being cool, but or just want to test how this thing's gonna feel.
Okay.
How I'm going to react on it and whatnot.
Okay. So, my question from that, I'm taking these drugs, I'm smoking marijuana, I'm drinking, I'm leaning, I'm doing all of this because my idols are doing this thing, you know? What was my question exactly? I forgot my question, James.
It's really about the top artists glamorizing the use of marijuana.
Yeah.
But now I wanna know ukuthi forgot that question. Okay, let's pass. Okay, let's pass. Do you guys feel like the government or society, not just the government, because not everything we can put on the government. Sometimes the society is the ones are the one people that have to actually act, you know, in order for a message to be put out there. But we always focus on the government. We always want the government to be the one people who actually like give us, you know what I mean? Do you think ukuthi society or our communities are doing enough to tackle this issue with drugs amongst us as the youth or young people? Do you think like our societies? I'm from KZN. I know for a fact where I come from, kids from standard 7 or 8 are smoking that ganja, bro. You know what I mean? Like, as early as like standard 5, some of them, bruh, like young, is in primary school, they start like getting on the tree, they climbing up, they being monkeys and stuff, to put it in a sense. You know what I mean? They start jumping up the trees and they start thinking, good. Do you think us as a community, before you can even point to the government, let's start with us as a people. Do you think we're doing enough to give awareness about drugs? It's like I've smoked ganja, I won't lie. I'm a human being, I've smoked ganja, yeah. You know what I mean? So let's say now I have 2 kids. One is doing grade 7 and one is doing grade 12. These kids are sitting, you know what I mean? And they wanna understand about like this thing, this ganja thing. They just started or some or whatever. You know what I mean? And me as a because in a ngota, kila mzansi pra, we have pride. You know, as a botak, we have pride. I ankela lakho, amanya ma ankela yehlale na wakchelt, nami ngenga yidla izol. You know what I mean? And izol is ogwanzela 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Unaloko, you know what happens is that when you start saying you smoke zol, or you start saying you smoke zol, you know what happens? I beat you up. You know what I mean? I don't give you no information, but that's my personal experience. Yeah. Ukuthi I would even hide ukuthi I'm smoking because I'm scared ukuthi bazongishaya rather than actually telling me, yo bro, you are here right now, we've been here, like we've also been here, you are here right now, but because you are here, just look out for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Do you think as a community we do that? Do you think that adults actually give us that, like that space, ukuthi they can look at us as people, ukuthi say, I've been there.
Yeah, they've been.
He's there. Everyone's been there, bro. This is life, bro. It's a cycle, bro. It doesn't like, change. It's a 360 thing. It keeps rotating and rotating and rotating.
Like, I'm talking about the society.
Yeah.
They've been.
Yeah,
they've been. But, like talking, like, for my side, like,
yeah,
in my crib where I come from in Cape Town, like, they've been, but, like, so many times.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to see, okay, they say, okay, the dealer like got arrested maybe yesterday, and then now the dealer like is out again, but and then he's out there selling the same thing to these kids. So what can you do? So that's how I feel like if like the society has passed out like the message to the government,
yeah,
okay, here's the dealer here, he's selling these to our kids and whatnot, and then the crime rate is high because of this, because we don't have to give our kids money to buy.
But are drugs the main reason why? Do you think drugs are the main reason why, like, crime rates? No, but it's a dumb question. They actually are. Continue.
So that's why even Cape Town you get to find, like, Cape Town, like, crime rate, I think, like, is the number one province when it comes to crime.
In SA?
Yeah.
As a whole?
Yeah.
Yo,
just thinking,
Capetonians, no, Capetonians, my brah, hi, like, you must dial a nice man,
bah.
Hey,
yeah, you know, like, people always want, like, to test the high,
yeah,
like, from marijuana, you'll be like, nah, I feel like I've been doing this shandy, let me hit the lines now,
mm-hmm.
It's no longer marijuana now, and then like to the community, like izohlezi marijuana, because you get into the like alcohol
through marijuana. Yeah. So everyone, when they look at you, they're thinking still Mary J, but it's not really that.
That's why, but like when you find like parents saying, marijuana is going to sang and whatnot and whatnot. God, don't know.
Went past
they last saw that person smoke marijuana. They don't know what else it did from there. Maybe he's doing cocaine now, he's doing runga now.
True.
But then when he's around the hood now, like he just messes it with Zol, so everyone might think he's smoking Zol.
It's just Zol.
But then,
and that's actually beyond. True steezics,
yeah.
When do you think, okay, I get you, brah. I appreciate that actually, because that's some true steez. Do you think that, again, Nagua cousin, brah?
Yeah.
Do you think that the communities are playing their parts in helping the community fight the battle against drugs? Because like I was saying with him, like it's like we always look at the government when things are going south, south, we always point at the government. We never look at ourselves in a sense. Yoguti, what have we done so far to help our kids
like
fight
environment,
this thing? Do you think communities are actually like our communities are actually doing that?
Okay, can I answer your question from the angle of if drugs are the cause
of crime?
Yeah,
they start from wherever you feel like, bro.
Because I remember, I'll tell you, like I'll testify, from back in school, like we were getting like kicked out of school, because of school fees.
They'll
kick us out. They're like, I go home, you can't come to school
because you haven't paid.
Because you haven't paid.
We all know that, bro.
So that's time for what? We need to forget about those people, you know, who say, I can't pursue a future
because
of finance.
Okay.
And then I find myself using marijuana at that space when the community or the school's community,
they disown you.
Yeah, they don't,
because you don't have the guala to
the mula. That's the problem. The problem is the lack of the mula.
Yeah,
and probably what separates the community.
Yeah,
people are too rich. People have nothing, so that's where we separated. So we got chased out of school a lot if we didn't have the money. No matter if we were 80% average children, 70%, you know, we worked. But just because you don't have money, we forget that.
Yeah.
So you don't care about me, I don't care about you. I'll go and smoke marijuana.
And dala my thing, brah.
That's how it happened.
Okay, so you're saying, Guti, let me see if I get this straight. You're saying that drugs also have an impact, but at the same time, the youth itself has also an impact or a hand in escalating every situation that we find ourselves in the hood. Like you just said, Uzi, when I'm in school, I don't have money, they're gonna kick me out.
Yeah.
They don't care about the education. All they care about at that point in time is whether you have the monies or not.
Yeah.
And then what happens next is I turn to the plant.
Yes. As a
gateway. Because I feel like I need to escape whatever it is that I need to escape, and this will help me.
Yeah.
So you're saying, Guti, also the hood has a role, or the community has a role that it plays when it comes to people going a different path, where we're going to now look at them and be like, yo, have you scotting, you know? Haven't she? I love my drugs. Have
a huge...
Without even realizing that when I threw him out of Scala, this person actually turned to this person.
You sealed the deal for him. You sealed
Damn.
The deal. You sealed the deal. When you like, because of money, you like, not because of your grades. I will say, some geniuses, you know, some of us are average geniuses. We're not Einsteins, you know.
Yeah.
We get our 68% out of 100. And
yeah.
That's pretty good to be given a shot, like to not be kicked out.
Yeah.
So, if you, I think as you said, the community, as government, and if you really care about taking care of youth and keeping them out of drugs, you just have to provide that umbrella.
Okay.
On the poverty side.
Okay.
And then we'll all grow up and be lawyers like me.
Ashu, Issue. Did you hear that, young finesse? A very young finesse, like, you just grow up and be a lawyer, like the curse, man.
Because we have the potential.
We all have potential. Like, if there's one thing, gents, like, let me tell you the truth. If there's one thing I've actually, like, in all my years, like, when I started, because I was also at school, I did primary, I did high school, but I come from, like, a very small location. Like, Ilogi Shlam is very young, you know? It's like, Umasfuna, if you want to buy, like some dope stuff, like, in terms of clothing, we have to go to a different city or, like, a different place from where we are because we don't have anything. So that's how small it is. You got what I mean? So it's like, if I wanna buy, like, a nice whatever jean that's like designer, what if I wanna buy that jean, I'd have to go to Durban to buy that because it's not there where I come from, you know what I mean? So it's a very small location. So what I was trying to say is that what I've realized over the years is that another thing that kills us is that we are so it's like when we are within the space, we feel like the world is this. You know what I mean? It's like that if you've grown from this place from 0 to 25 years or 20 years, bro, or however old you are, to 26 years, to 25, to 10, it doesn't matter. But if you have been there from the jump to now and you've never left that space, the only world you know is that space.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that kills us, is that no one comes to us and be like, and is like, yo, the world is so big, bruh. You can do so much.
Yeah, you can do it
if you actually wanted to. You know, because now I'm so trapped in this bucket. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's where even the saying "crab in a bucket effect" comes from. You know, it's like you are in this bucket and you are all crabs, and every person you've seen trying and climb out the bucket. They keep pulling them down and you keep seeing them in that same environment. So you just, I feel like, Tina, as a youth, we are not motivated enough to dollar the things. You know what I mean? It's like, let's not look at the north side, bro.
Yeah.
Let's not look at what's the most, like, richest place or richest side in Cape Town where, like, the ballers stay, bro.
Sea Point.
Where do ballers stay in Swazi, bruh?
Well, I grew up in Mpumalanga, dog.
Okay, Mpuma, bro.
Yeah, dog. What can I say, bro? Like, everywhere, bro. These people are everywhere.
There's ballers everywhere in Mpuma. Issue, I need to stay in Mpuma, bruh.
These niggas are balling, bro.
Hey, man, so everyone in Mpuma balls.
No, I can never say that.
But there has to be a specific area where, like, the rich people are, the suburbs, the hella burbs.
Where you can find the man with the guay.
Okay. With the entire, if you can find a nigga just riding up in a Porsche,
you know, yeah, in Joburg,
from nowhere.
Find them in the north.
We know in Joburg, we find them in the north, yeah.
You find us in Nelspruit, bro.
Issue, we find us. Did you tell me? Hey, this nigga finesses, and he has these such finesses, right? He thinks he won't have it, except.
Find us in Nelspruit.
This is like a halfway through, like, our season, so I just wanted us to talk about drugs when it comes to the youth and drugs when it comes to society and how society has a role to play in everything that goes on in our lives as young people. You got what I mean? Because one thing that we cannot deny is the fact that we are a product of our environments. Each and every one of us are a product of where we come from. So if my community failed me as a youngin, even now, however I react to everything will be testament to however my hood treated me, and if my hood like excels when it comes to supporting their youth, then you'll see the youngin in that space. So which this youngin actually feels himself with your way, you know, because even when it where he comes from, it's a case you will see they always preaching with ula.
Yeah, it's important.
Not good, don't tell it, but just know good, you are here, you are a person, you are alive, you have dreams, you have aspirations, and you can be that that you feel you are.
Yeah,
you know, you can be that that you feel you are if you want to.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And most hoods in SA, to tell you the truth, we don't have that, bro. And then that's why, I mean, personally, I feel like that's why we always look at the drug situation as if like it's something that's so taboo or it just comes from the sky. Bruh, we have a role as a community, in shaping our youngins. We have a role, a very, very big role. Imagine from 0 to 17 or 18 years, that's when you graduate from high school. So these are 12 years of your life, 12 years of your life in one space. You went to school here, it's in the same area. High school, it's in the same area. So 12 years of your life is in one place. Do you not think with those 12 years contributed so much in the person that you are even now?
Yeah,
you can't take away 12 years of your entire existence. That's from zero to hero.
And now, like me, I feel like like now, nobody cares. That's another.
And why is that, bro? Why do you think that is, bro?
I don't know. But then I feel like nobody cares because even in the hood, in the hood, like there's guardians, but which is, you know, guti kayu mama ka kanyana on that street.
Yeah.
So mama wami and whatnot.
True.
And
true.
So now there are times whereby like she'll try and be someone else instead of being your mom, whatever you're doing wrong, or let's say they caught you, look, okay, they caught you maybe Bozamuk George or wherever you were.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
she'll just gonna pass by it, oh Nyamazlum Danoala probably start this move, instead of like playing like the guardian part.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Now I know. Okay. Now what's the what's the way forward?
Okay.
And as well, I feel like Tina, like as youth, like we shouldn't like put like blame kubazali. But now we're living this life. We here too.
Yeah.
And then those guardians, basazo harm.
True.
And then we can't keep on running back to them.
True.
And then another thing, like isn't those drugs, but like no one is forcing you to drugs.
Yeah.
You decide. Okay, you decide, I'm gonna take a line here.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you're gonna get hooked. And
yeah,
then you have to support your habit.
Yeah.
And then there's a reason why they call that thing like it's a rich man's cave.
Yeah.
If like you can't afford it, like if you can't buy it twice, that means you can't afford it.
Okay.
So which means now you buy it with the little cents you have on your pocket,
and then that
and
leads
then
you to
just think, and then MT like yeah, only money, just pay me into that.
Okay.
No one
okay
can blame that.
Going back to what you were saying, I want you guys to both like answer me this before we like we come to a close. We're not wrapping up now, but we are almost there. But what I want is, do you think that, you know how like as Africans, as South Africans mainly, we push the narrative of Ubuntu? Ubuntu. That means what it takes a village to raise one child. Do you think we've lost that as a species? Do you think that ukuphucuzeka, like the fact that now I can stay in the north, I can stay wherever, has that killed the spirit of Ubuntu when it comes to people? Do you think that might be, if yes, do you think that might be the reason why we find ourselves in a situation whereby more and more kids take drugs, more and more youngins, like not just like young people from the age of like 12, bruh, you find a youngin from the age of 12 is a squad now, they out here smoking ganja and they think they grown. Do you think that is because we've lost the spirit of Ubuntu or the sense of Ubuntu as a species?
Yeah, like from my side now, I feel like, yeah, but I feel like, okay, because let's say now, like Ukraine, you have your everything, okay, you done like business plan and then you want to get in there.
Yeah.
And then you give this like business plan to like to whoever who is at that time, okay, let's say I'm Nginiga and you be like, this nigga, and then that's your nigga from your villages, and then and then you turn that nigga down, instead you put some other rich kid on
the from north, the north side, yeah,
which you don't even know, you just met along this hustling thing. So I feel like that as well, yeah,
yes, impacts. Okay, and you cuz?
Okay, I'ma go high with this.
Get it, bro.
Okay, first of all, bro, I think it's important so we don't lose anyone, bro, to explain the concept of balling, bro. Because I went a little ego on the niggas, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't financial.
Yeah. Because
to me, my balling right now is education.
True. I like that, bro. I like that. I like that. Education is your balling. That's your currency.
It's my real balling.
Damn, bro.
It's my real balling. I didn't get that from my mama, not my papa, and mm-hmm. I struggled all those years to finally write these final exams and feel like a lawyer. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
No money involved. It's just educated and. Yeah, I'm here. You know
and
what I mean?
You take that as your currency. That's you take
currency,
that as
bro.
Your worth.
Yes.
Yo, that's dope, bro. Like, that is dope, my brother.
No lie.
Thanks.
That is a dope. Okay, continue, bro.
Yeah, so that's the balling. It's not just money. Even pursuing your dreams, you know, like, that's balling. Because you go for your dreams and you don't get money, but it's bigger than money, right?
True, true. It's at this specific moment in time, it's bigger than money.
Yeah, money is a child now to the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because our dreams are bigger. People who were broke became rich.
Yeah.
Because of a dream.
True.
Martin Luther had a dream.
Of course.
It's something like that, bro.
Yeah. Nelson had a dream, bro.
And he, you know what it is, bro.
We're living it right now, bro.
Back to him, bro. Like, the spirit of Ubuntu, boy. The constitution. That's Nelson's handprint, bro. Utata, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For one, he inspired me while I was struggling in law school, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to be just like him, bro. You know?
Yeah.
On that cheating,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Now you need to start boxing, gay.
Yes, sir.
Now you need to start. And once you done boxing, go for the prison. And then after prison, just dollar the cabinet there.
Bach.
Yeah, bro. Continue,
no,
bro.
The soldiers have lived, bro. I won't say they have passed. They've lived. They earned us this freedom.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
And their bloods have watered the tree that has given us freedom
and food and life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So based on the fact that the whole vibe in South Africa right now is based on the constitution. You know what I mean? The constitution is founded on Ubuntu.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that could be outside is that we don't know that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, people don't know, actually.
But what do you mean by that, bro?
Like, Ubuntu, like, is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
The constitution has literally, anyone can go to Google and Google the constitution of the Republic of South Africa.
Yeah.
You'll find freedom of expression for us artists as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's based on Ubuntu. So we can't have lost it because that's our sun. The constitution is like the sun that shines into South Africa right now.
Okay.
It's what the people who fought so hard for and died said, this word that we're writing on the constitution is worthy of what we fought for.
Okay, so do you feel like we still have Ubuntu or have we lost it?
We have it. We have to have it. Because the thing is, it's ignorance, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot blame ignorance, which is not knowing, mm-hmm. for the absence of knowledge.
Okay. Okay.
More of us who know have to say, yo, there's a constitution out there. Yeah. And it's based on Ubuntu.
True. Okay. Okay.
And
I
then
get your
it
point.
Will grow, and then we'll honor the legends. So Ubuntu is there, we just have to express it. Just like a singer has a voice, but who will know if they never sing?
Of course.
We'll never find Celine Dion or Maria.
Okay, so you're saying when, okay, let me see if I get this properly. So you're saying, basically you're saying, Guti, we have Ubuntu yeah. as a people. We just need to, like, apply or express Ubuntu.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Alright, okay, I think that's it. That's about it. Do you guys have anything else you want us to talk about? Let's talk about your hoods. Do you think everything is proper with your guys' hood, or do you feel like there's an issue within your hoods that you just like, nah, but I feel like we also not getting this proper as a people. You know, you guys are nice. What do you guys think of... Nah, but that's a topic for a different day. Never mind. Okay, sharp. So thank you, gents, for coming through, nah? Okay, plug yourselves, guys. Anyone from you can start. Where can people find you if they wanna like get in contact with you? You are a musician. How can people get to you if they wanna know anything they wanna know about music? You are a stylist. What do people have to do to get to know you or get through to you? Anyone can start. Plug yourselves, gents. Socials.
Okay. By the way, Gama, as I said earlier on, Onke. And then everyone can find me like on Instagram at streetwear_activist. Yeah, and yeah, that's all like via social medias. Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz.
Aware. The name is King Cousin, but you know my brothers and sisters call me Cousin. So you can you can link
hey
up.
Rappers, bro.
I rap. I got a couple of songs on the internet, but look out for me on the internet. Basically I'm coming through. We're done with that law school thing, now we're pursuing that dream thing. So
yeah,
that's what it is.
So you are King Cousin on Twitter. You are
on Twitter, it's King Cousin with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's King underscore KHAZIN.
All right, that's what I wanted, bro. Continue. Yeah.
We're gonna be coming through. In fact, expect your boy. We're coming through with the heat.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, gents. I feel like this was rather a more chilled version of Tetanut, because we actually like we're tackling some issues that I feel like our communities don't really sit down and indulge in, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, no community has ever sat down and was actually like, but we might just be the problem to everything, you know what I mean? It's like we might have a hand in playing, or we might have a hand in kids and young kids resulting to drugs, because when they don't have the money, we kick them out of school. You know what I mean? And what do you expect a child of like 15? He or she is going through all these emotions. Like, adolescent is just there. So what do you expect when you kick a child out of school and you throw him in the streets? What do you expect him to do? So it's like, I feel like we're talking about some things that most communities or people don't really want to acknowledge, which they might be the reason, or they might play a hand in everything, you know what I mean? So again, Vitsu, like, I appreciate everyone who comes here. We are halfway through like our first season, and we just decided, because on our previous episodes we just went up there with Papa and stuff, yeah, and I just felt like we need to come back to life before we lose touch of life, you know. So thank you, Jess, for coming through, and I appreciate you guys coming here. This was Tetanati episode 5, halfway through the season. Catch us, or you can talk to us on our socials on Twitter, Facebook, Sebenza Live on Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere, man. And yeah, don't forget to share. We appreciate everyone who listens to this. I personally appreciate everyone who listens to this.
Stay out of drugs, yo. Please.
Stay out, like drugs, bruh. Like drugs, yo. Like, you know, thank you. Because I feel like the one thing that is tricky, you know, is because drugs give people a sense of euphoria. Like, they help you escape, in a sense, a specific position. But like, when you start abusing these drugs, that's when you even end up losing who
and
you are, bro.
You
know what I mean?
You,
you know what I mean? So it's like, we end up killing ourselves trying to find a way out. So, Mina, personally, I'm gonna start with like my last words of like encouragement. I feel like we as a species or a people, as young people mainly, we need to find ourselves, not through the drugs, but through ourselves. It's like, because you take the drug to escape a specific reality, don't take the drug, face the reality and find yourself within that reality. You know what I mean? It's like, once you find yourself within that reality, even the drug, even if you take that Zol, it won't be able to influence who you are. Because now you already know who you are within that reality. You're not taking yourself out of it, but you allow the reality to be and find yourself within it and find your power, find your light within that. You know what I mean? So if we can, as we as communities can just get together and actually practice the spirit of Ubuntu, we as South Africa, I feel like we could go far, bruh.
Yeah,
bruh,
we could.
Bruh, we are talented, bro. Have you seen South Africa, bruh? Even today, Louis Vuitton is stealing our designs. There's people who are... Yo, Swiss Beats is out here with Mandebele's Mbana on some other tip. Like, yeah, we have it. You know what I mean? If we can just learn to practice and find ourselves within situations and not run away from them, we would win.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent, but
we would
like,
win,
yeah, bruh. The youngins shouldn't like be sleeping on themselves.
True.
Vuka ugeze.
Ubange. Na ubangene. Vuka ugeze. So when routine last words, because I'm closing this off now, bro.
Alright, simply I'll say just remember to pray, whoever you are. Like, look up to the clouds, there's someone out there who's waiting to make shit happen for you. I don't know if I can say that.
Preach.
Word. So that's preach. The true right there. And stay in school, don't do drugs. Yeah, let's get it.
Alright, I almost said something dumb, but I doubt myself. Okay, sharp. Thank you guys again. This was Tetanati episode 5. We're halfway through this season, and please, man, if you have anything you wanna say to us, just hit us up on all socials. You'll find us Sevens Alive, and then we'll get back, man. We can even, like, if you wanna be on this studio, you can even let us know on these socials and we can make a plan, man. So, yeah. This was Tetanati episode Fizzo. Yeah, I'm with the boys out here. And we decided to talk about some things, man.
Real things.
Yeah. And we are out.
Time ends alive.